Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, everyone. It is the end of the week. Welcome to Feet to the Fire. This is your host, Sergio Fassa, and we are doing Friday Follies, insane and crazy things in the news from the left. Let's start with this. We got a lot to do. Let's see how much we can get through. Post-millennial. First trans officer, the U.S. Army's first trans officer, and his wife, that's confusing. I'll explain that in a moment. I don't even get that, is a treasonous traitor. Look at that. I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't be putting trans individuals in the military or as officers, or maybe it has nothing to do with their treasonous behavior, but they are indicted for passing military medical info to Russians. The pair was, they were tricked by the FBI. I'm reading from the Post-Millennial. They thought they were passing along confidential medical records on patients, both soldiers and their wives, from Fort Bragg and Johns Hopkins Hospital to a foreign agent that worked at the Russian embassy in Washington. Meanwhile, they were actually giving it to an undercover FBI agent, and they got caught. U.S. Army Doctor Major Jamie Lee Henry, here we go, a biological male who identifies as transgender, so it's a man who identifies as a woman, and Henry's wife, so he married a woman, anesthesiologist Anna Gabrielian, were charged with a criminal plot to hand over military members' medical information to the Russians on Thursday. And when you look at the pictures, there's what seems to be a woman and then what seems to be an ugly woman, which I guess is the man dressed up as a woman. And, you know, when you're, here's my question. If you're marrying a woman anyway, why don't you stay a guy since you can't turn into a woman? So it's a guy that fake turned into a woman and then married a woman. Just stay a guy, which is what you are. This is what happens in a republic in decay and moral decline when you believe this absurdity that a person can change his or her sex. This is insanity, and it's in our military. And this is what's going to win on the foreign world stage, the stage of diplomacy, the stage of military conflict and altercations with foreign nations, while Chinese, Russians, and Iranians, as I've said so many times, North Koreans, are building up massive militaries with nukes and soldiers, armies to the tune of millions. And we are sending out boys dressed like women who are betraying our country and selling our secrets and medical information to foreign agents. The hotel meeting, the woman, the anesthesiologist, Gabrielian, told the undercover FBI agent that, quote, she was motivated by patriotism toward Russia to provide any assistance she could to Russia, even if it meant being fired or going to jail. They discussed plausible deniability with the agent and a plan to flee if they get caught. This is unreal. This is our military. Let's continue with that theme of wacko transgenderism. Fox News, Planned Parenthood doctor tells Congress, men can get pregnant. This is medicine. A Republican lawmaker, good for him, replied, men cannot get pregnant and cannot give birth. The doctor told Congress they can have babies. Men can have pregnancies, especially trans men, said Dr. Bavik Kumar, medical director for primary and trans care at Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast. He was replying to a question, and he was discussing how restricting abortions can harm patients. Somebody with a uterus may have the capability of becoming pregnant, whether they're a woman or a man. That doesn't make a difference. Clyde, the Republican congressman, replies, okay, we're done. I love that reply. That is excellent. This is where we're at. As I said, in a society that is on moral decline, we are making what is evil good and what is good evil. And I keep saying it. When you're in a civilization that believes for over 100 years we came from monkeys, and then you're in a civilization that in recent decades believes the whole earth is going to implode or explode or have a meltdown because of cars, exhaust from cars and cow farts, and we're destroying the planet just by being alive with industry. And then you have a generation that believes that we all have to walk around with masks and gloves in our hands and can't go out of our houses for like 18 months or we're all going to die of a plague. Then this is the kind of psychological personality disorder that shows we have lost our minds, we no longer have any moral order, and we are open, naive enough to be duped by any absurd claim or lie that Satan can come up with, that forces of evil can come up with, that the left can come up with. This is a, I say this all the time, this is a personality disorder in the West. The Western man is becoming insane because it's believing all this. Let's go over to AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Abortion is an economic issue because giving birth conscripts parents to work against their will. So she's fighting the ban on abortion because not killing babies forces parents to work. This is crazy, as though they shouldn't work. Access to abortion, AOC said, should be treated as an economic issue because policies that force women to have children also force them to work so they can afford to raise those children, which she says was a form of economic conscription. So in her mind, you don't need to work if you're an adult. And if you have a baby, you're going to be forced to work. So rather than having babies and working and being productive, we should, I guess, live on the government dole, not have to work, because that's not a human obligation if you're born on this planet. I guess it's not a presumption that you need to work. Since we should live on the government dole and shouldn't have to work, then we shouldn't have babies. And so the best solution to allowing people not to work is to kill off their children and murder their babies. Brilliant. All right. Did you know? Town hall. Biden's latest gaffe. Showing that he has dementia. He was at a FEMA presentation and he walked off in the wrong direction. That was yesterday, I think, and didn't know what direction he was walking in, trying to find an exit, sauntering all over the place. But the other day, he was at a event for, I don't know what it was for. It doesn't matter. It might have been for environmentalism or something. Or no, hunger and nutrition. And he referenced this Republican Congresswoman, Jackie Walorski, saying, you know, so thankful for bipartisan support. Name some people. Name the crazed liberal from New Jersey, Cory Booker. Thank you to him. And also, let's thank Jackie Walorski. Where is she at? Where is she at? Oh, I didn't know she was not going to be here. Jackie Walorski's been dead. She was killed in a car accident with two staffers earlier this year, I think back in August. And he already issued a statement about that, but he's looking for a tragically dead representative in a public speech he's giving. Also, Biden administration has just named, this from Daily Caller, the White House chief of staff's wife as the ambassador for plants and animals. We now have an ambassador for plants as animals, the first ever U.S. special envoy for biodiversity and water resources to solve the world's intertwined biodiversity and water crises. She will adopt an all-of-government effort to represent the interests of plants and animals abroad because the administration believes such species are currently threatened by the climate crisis. Again, when we are open to this kind of psychosis, we have an identity crisis in the West. Mitt Romney, the GOP establishment senator from Utah, refuses to endorse his Republican colleague in Utah, GOP Senator Mike Lee, who's running for re-election, because he's such a conservative. This is your establishment Republicans. They won't even back conservatives. Meanwhile, the Democrats never do that. They are always rank and file in support of each other, but your establishment rhinos stab conservatives in the back. $5 billion from Biden for electric vehicle chargers. That's what we're spending money on in this world. We're appointing plant and animal ambassadors because of an alleged climate crisis. Biden is spending $5 billion across the country for electric vehicle chargers. I think 500,000 charging stations. Meanwhile, Christians are persecuted worldwide. Russia has invaded Ukraine. Communist China is arming up. North Korea is still run by a potbelly dictator in a onesie threatening the world with nukes. Iran is running amok in the Middle East. The Uyghurs, is that how you say it, are being butchered in China. There's genocide all across Africa. In India, there is religious persecution and the subjugation of an entire class. I think they're called the Dalits. All of this going on, and yet the Biden admin has a plant and biodiversity ambassador, and they're spending billions on electric car chargers. Billions and billions, in the words of Donald Trump. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. This week's Flamethrower Award is a tie between the U.S. government for appointing transgenders to military officer positions who then commit treason against our country, and the Biden administration for appointing our first ever ambassador to plants and animals. Stay vigilant out there. See you next week.